hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Patch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Mateys, a Merry Christmas welcome to y'all from the good ship Jolly Roger. Jonas Quidley here with a mug of me favorite hot chocolate and a peppermint candy cane to keep it stirred. By the way, it gets a bit nippy here on the deck when the north winds are blowing. But not quite as nippy as our special orphan Jamie, who's a visit in the Bailey home for the Christmas holidays. She has a bitter past and doesn't truly understand what the real meaning of Christmas is all about. So cozy up with your family and friends and listen close to part two of Christmas Carol!
Why don't you all go on outside and enjoy the snow? Jamie can hang out in here with me.
Great.
Jamie, I need to get these lights up on the tree before tonight.
Okay. Don't let me get in the way.
There. I finally got them all untangled. Now, if I can just reach around the back of the tree here. Whoa! Ooh, I almost knocked it over.
Good move.
Jamie, you think maybe you could help me with these lights?
I don't know what to do.
Here, just take that end and start wrapping it around the tree.
Oh, whatever.
That was a wonderful dinner, Carol.
Yummy.
I'm still hungry.
How can you possibly still be hungry? You ate like an entire cow.
How do you think I got all this muscle?
What muscle?
Hey, good one.
Huh?
Oh, I can't believe tomorrow is finally Christmas.
Every day is Christmas, Leslie.
That's right, Sam.
Here's your Bible, Dad. It's time.
Time for what?
Time to read the Christmas story. It's tradition. Go ahead, Dad.
Okay, Sam. In Luke chapter 2, we read, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn."
What's a manger?
It's what animals eat out of.
Animals?
Yeah, there was no room in the inn, so Mary and Joseph had to camp out in a stable.
A stable? You mean like a barn?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I thought. Not cool.
"And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
It's getting late. You kids need to get a good night's sleep for tomorrow.
That means she still has presents to wrap, Jamie.
Big deal.
Let's pray before we go to bed. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending your son to earth for us. Thank you for sending us Jamie. We're so happy to have her in our home. Help us to show her what Christmas is really all about. Give us a restful night. A wonderful day tomorrow, celebrating the birth of our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everybody, upstairs.
I'm tired, Daddy. Can you carry me?
I don't know if I'm strong enough, Lazy Bones.
That tickles, Daddy. Daddy, stop tickling.
We've put an extra bed in Leslie's room so the two of you can bunk together.
Whoopee.
Oh, joy.
Good night, everyone.
Night, Mom.
Good night.
Good night. Love you. See you in the morning.
Mrs. Johnson.
Well, hello, dear. It's been a long time. How's my favorite Christmas carol?
Well, fine. Would you care to have a seat?
No, thank you. I can't stay. I just wanted to see how Jamie was doing.
Well, it's kind of hard to tell. She's so hard. So distant.
I know. She's had a pretty difficult life, but we've seen God do some miracles before, haven't we? It's just going to take some time. Have you and John thought about making her a more long-term project?
I'm sure John has. Mrs. Johnson, I look at Jamie, and I see myself.
I knew you would.
Wow, mateys. Mrs. Bailey knows Mrs. Johnson from the orphanage, and it's not just a coincidence. There's more than meets the ear in this Christmas carol. A heartbreaking story with a heartwarming ending that will change your way of thinking about Christmas forever. Now, here's Christiane with some great news for everyone.
Welcome to the wonderful world of character-building music and stories from Patch the Pirate and Friends. This is Christiane with Christmas greetings for every family. The Christmas Carol musical is now available to purchase through the web or by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH. This delightful musical has the theme of the true meaning of Christmas and is a wonderful addition to your family CD collection. The Christmas Carol musical is a fully orchestrated and creatively dramatized adventure with a cast of unique characters and a creative storyline that teaches life-changing godly character traits. Have Mom or Dad log on the web at patchthepirate.org and click on Purchase. The link will safely take you there. You'll find free information, listen to recent broadcasts, download free coloring pages, and more. That's www.patchthepirate.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-GO-PATCH for more information about all of our adventure recordings and music. Call or surf on in today.
Gathered with my family, I'm happy as I can be.
Making Christmas candy and licking the pan. Daddy says the blessing for the turkey and the dressing.
Our thankfulness expressing, it's Christmas again.
Christmas in our house is the best time of year. There are presents, there are giggles and hugs with the family all near. Singing joy to the world, for the Savior is born. Baby Jesus came to save us and gave us Christmas at our house.
Christmas at our house is the best time of year. There are presents, there are giggles and hugs with the family all near. Singing joy to the world, for the Savior is born. Baby Jesus came to save us and gave us Christmas at our house.
Mates, don't miss next week's part 3 of The Christmas Carol when we discover more of Jamie and Carol's secret past right here on The Adventures of Patch the Pirate. Ha 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 ha!